Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Art Rubel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Rubel throws the ball into Warner, who tags Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-0 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Bennett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Woodall moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner bunts in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to third. Gibson moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-1 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to home to get Woodall. Gibson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rubel. Miller reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Heilman moves to third. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and scores. One out. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to third. McManus moves to second. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch tags and scores. McManus tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bennett moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon fields it and throws to second for the out. Bennett moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 2 in the game. Noon hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rubel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manish. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Manish steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manish scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Woodall moves to second. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-3 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noone moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Noone moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mainisch is walked intentionally. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rubel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McManus reaches second base with a double. Noone scores. Gehringer scores. Mainisch moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. Warner bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Noone hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.